Art, the Seahawks have won four of their last five games. What's behind this late season rise?
Marshawn Lynch and a new offense. I shouldn't say a new offense, but one they've returned to after starting the season trying to do something to help Tavares Jackson, the new quarterback. They tried a no-huddle offense, which is an up-tempo style that Jackson flourished in when he was in Minnesota. And it worked all right. But when he got hurt, the backup quarterback, Charlie Whitehurst, wasn't ready for it. And when Tavares came back, it wasn't as effective. So at midseason, after they had lost six of their first eight games, they switched to a running attack featuring Lynch. And it's worked very effectively to the point where they're on the outskirts of the playoff race.
Both styles of this offense have really taken pressure off the new and now somewhat injured offensive line. It's really given the spotlight to Marshawn Lynch. And like you said, he's really just flourished with it.
It's remarkable because with these injuries, you'd think that there would be a lack of production. But Pete Carroll and the coaching staff have managed to find guys to play the offensive line positions that they can just plug in because the running game is a much easier thing to block than the passing game. And they're getting so good at it that opponent defenses know it's coming and still can't stop it.
Right.
And then when they do stop it, they've developed enough of a safe, secure passing game that Jackson's throws are much less prone to interception. That's Pete Carroll's whole philosophy, which he had at USC and which prevails now with the Seahawks. Win the game with defense and special teams and just make sure the offense doesn't screw it up.
Lynch came to the Seahawks last year from the Buffalo Bills, and you've been watching him closely, and you say he's an inspirational player to others.
He's inspirational, and he's becoming a pop culture phenom. His passion for Skittles, which is a candy that he eats during the game, now has become this sort of he's got an endorsement contract. It's become a joke with the team. In the Monday night game, they're throwing Skittles
at him. They're bringing Skittles with their foam fingers to the game.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and he's an odd dude. Very funny, very original, blunt spoken. And the team has just embraced Marshawn's work ethic to the point where they're making a lot of extra effort on his behalf.
A lot of people can't help but watch Marshawn Lynch and think of another great Seahawks running back, Sean Alexander, and he's starting to meet some records that Alexander had set.
Right. He's tied Alexander's record for most consecutive games with a touchdown, 9, and he's approaching a 1,000-yard rushing season, which the Seahawks haven't had since 2006. And most importantly, he is running in a different fashion than Alexander did in his last couple of years. Sean began to avoid contact after he got the big money contract because he's trying to preserve his body. And now Marshawn is the exact opposite. He is pounding, 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 breaking the first tackles, getting downfield, and the players love it because they want to go downfield and block for him when they see a guy working that hard.
And so we're just going to keep watching, see how Lynch does, and see how the Seahawks do in these final three games.
They need to win all three to really have a shot at the playoffs, and I would have never imagined this drama being part of December. I forecasted they were going to be 5-11. They've already got a sixth win. So they are exceeding my expectations, and I think most people, and also playing a brand of ball that has a big future, I think, for the Seahawks.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.